Huh? Because you're attacking the enemy. Your prayers are bringing pressure on the enemy.
That's right.
You follow me?
Yes.
When you're interceding and you're praying for people and you're praying against those things that God is showing you that's affecting those people, do you know where the enemy will find out where that fire is coming from, and he's going to get where the fire is coming from?
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Do you follow that? That's why intercessory prayer. Some people say they're intercessors. Mm-mm.
Uh-oh.
They ain't tapped in.
Because
intercessors know how to fight.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because intercessors experience warfare. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about character today, okay?
Amen.
Because see, it's the pressures of living this life that creates character in you. Because pressure reveals who you are and who you're not.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
See, when stuff comes in your life, it reveals to you what's in you. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because when you squeeze the bottle of ketchup, what's going to come out of the bottle?
Ketchup.
It better be ketchup. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, huh? You follow me? Because whatever's in the container, say whatever's in the container, it's going to come out. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So when the enemy starts to squeeze you, glory to God, guess what? The gifts and the what? Fruit of Christ should be coming out of you. Amen?
Amen.
If anything else comes out, guess what? It's some work that needs to be done.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
So when we start talking about promotion, say promotion.
Promotion.
Promotion brings pressure.
Yes.
That's right.
And you know what's pressing on? The thing that's not like God.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that?
Amen.
See, the things that are not like God is what the things that God is looking for to get rid of. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the stuff that the enemy is trying to preserve in you. Why? Because what he has in you gives him control over you.
That's right. Amen.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why God wants us to, he tells us in Thessalonians to imitate who?
Yeah.
Christ. Amen. Because Christ is the only thing that's going to win in this environment. Do you follow me? Because the enemy cannot touch you if he has nothing in you like him.
Amen.
You follow me?
Amen.
It's like a fish, glory to God. It's like a puppet. You ever seen how a puppet master controls the puppet?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How can he control the puppet? Because there's strings, what? Into the puppet.
Right.
And he pulled the puppet's hand, he pulled the puppet's head, he pulled the puppet's mouth because he has strings in that puppet.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
That's
if
right.
Satan sees anger, rage, lust, greed, insecurity, those are things that he operates with. Do you follow me?
Yes.
But where there's no insecurity, where there's no hatred, where there's no anger, where there's no wrath, where none of those things exist, guess what? He has no power over you.
That's right.
That's why Jesus says, I see him coming. He's a spirit. But Jesus is a spirit. He sees him coming, but Jesus is cool because he says, guess what? There's nothing like him
in
me.
Right.
So he can't put things in my face to make me bite. Do you follow me?
Amen.
So the enemy is always trying to try you because he can't believe truth because he's a liar and he was a liar from the beginning.
Amen.
So when you say I'm this and I'm that, he can't think like you because he doesn't have a mind to believe it's true. He can't
right.
believe truth. So when you say you're righteous, he says, no, you're not. Do you follow me?
Amen.
When you say you're a child of God, he said, no, you're not, because I remember what you was before, and that's still what in you. And I'm coming to remind you of what you used to be. When Jesus says, now the old person is dead, glory to God.
Amen.
You have been crucified with Christ.
Hallelujah.
You no longer live. That man that Satan's trying to resurrect, that joker died.
That's right.
You follow that?
Amen.
So when we understand who we are in Christ, guess what? We can fight the good fight of what?
Faith.
But testing comes to prove your faith. And so God's going to let certain things happen. Why? Because it's the proving of your what?
Faith.
And faith is operated by a will to a desire. Say a will or desire.
Will or
because
desire.
You can choose to or not to.
Yeah.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
So I can choose two.
I can choose two.
And not two.
And not two.
Mm-hmm. That's why every day God says, get up. Now, who are you going to follow today?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You follow me.
Yeah. Amen.
Today, who will you follow?
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So every day is a test.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And God wants you to pass the test. Say every day.
Every day.
Amen. Glory to God. Whitney, you had your hand up. I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. Amen. But go ahead. What's happening? Because I'm going to tell you something. Oh, man. I like to read about the old saints. Because guess what? The old saints give us clues to how we can walk in the new.
Amen.
Because they're practical examples. What is it? It says in the book of Hebrews to look at these people because they were just like what?
Us.
You. You follow what I'm saying?
That's right.
So when we look at these people, we see Smith Wigglesworth, he always read the Bible. Never read a newspaper. You couldn't bring a newspaper or a magazine in this house. Never read it. You know what I mean? Because he said they were authored by men.
That's right.
And the newspaper tell lies, so I don't want to bring them in. But some say that's extreme, but that's how he was. So he always what? Read the Bible. But guess what? Every day he led somebody to the Lord.
That's right.
So every day that man got up, he was talking to somebody about the Lord. Healing, delivery. You follow what I'm saying? My God. So is he different than me? Motivations might be different. But guess what? Motivations can change.
That's right.
You follow what I'm saying?
That's right.
What happens when you get to the point? Because guess what? God says he was a man. What was his limitations? You got the same mind. You got the same, check this out, same potential. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Same potential. So what separates us from doing what these old people of old did? Or what some of these people are doing that we might not? What separates us from them? Motivation.
Willingness.
That's all it is, a desire. And remember, when you double-minded, say double-minded.
Double-minded.
We'll say positive, okay? Negative, okay? So we know God is a what?
Positive.
It's the kingdom of darkness. These two kingdoms exist, and they're pressing on you every day.
That's right.
All right. It determines what motivations are going to be determined by what you're full of.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I was talking today and I was reading, the guy says, you know why certain congregations, there's Smith and Lewis, why everybody in his meetings got saved? Because everybody in the meeting was expecting it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Say expectations.
Expectations.
Jesus says, I could do no mighty works in my country, for there's no expectations in the people for it. That's the power of corporate. Say a corporate body. Because the corporate body, if everybody's believing God to move, God's going to what? Move. Because according to what?
Your faith.
So if I got one in the corporate body in faith that everybody else in unbelief, I only got one potential person I can touch. But all of them are fighting against what I'm trying to do. Because you're not on one. Psalms 133 says, where I see what? Unity, I what?
Command
the blessing. So the enemy comes to bring you in church and your mind on something else. You on cooking. You think about your job. You think about this. You think about that. All of that divides you. You're not a whole now because you're divided.
My God.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Now he's got part of him in you. And the Bible says light and darkness war against one another. Oh, do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So light and darkness is warring in here. And the enemy understands, I might not be able to kill you, but I can kill God's seed in you.
Amen.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's the seed that births. The seed has the DNA in it. So if I can contaminate you, that seed won't have the environment by which it needs to grow. So when you know who you are in Christ, glory to God, you are now ready for what? Promotion. You understand what I mean? Because now you're able to protect the baby that's been placed on the inside of you.
Amen.
Do you see that? You women know this more. You understand me? Because you got to carry it. Can you follow what I'm saying? But men can understand it as well. Because guess what? A thought bursts something as well. What do you let mess up your head, or what do you let permeate in your mind? You got to protect that. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
You got to protect that. So what God is trying to teach us how to do, glory to God, is how to develop. Well, I did this right here. Come back to that. God's shaping your
character.
Humility is a character trait.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Amen.
It's Jesus' character. Now notice this. We have Jesus in us, don't we?
Yes.
If we have Jesus in us, guess what? We have this
humility.
Do you follow that? Well, this dynamic still applies now.
The motivation.
This still applies.
Yeah.
Because the level of humility determines which is controlling your whole. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, are you completely holy, or are you polluted? Mm. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Because the enemy is dropping seed. Say the enemy is dropping seed.
The enemy's dropping seed.
Huh? Is he not?
Yes, sir.
He is. He's dropping seed. Do you follow me? The Bible says, in my house there are tares and there are what?
Weeds.
And they're growing together. How are they growing together? Because Satan is in the house dropping his seed. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And the seed's got to fall somewhere. You're the ground that he's trying to drop the seed into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You follow that sense?
Amen.
So you have to recognize, glory to God, that you are who God says you are, and knowing that certain things don't penetrate you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't give it the opportunity to do so. Seed. What you talking about, Pastor? Let's break down seed. Seed the words.
Amen.
Yes.
See the words.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
See the words. See. What type of seeds does the enemy?
Oh, he draws by
evil seed.
Yes, he does.
What's evil in God's sight? Ah, can I tell you this? Evil is self-exalting. Self-exalting. The pastor would break down self-exalting. Self-exalting when you're so concerned about yourself.
Come on here. Yep, that's right.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Self-exalting can fall, several categories can fall into self-exalting. Mm-hmm. First of all, it can come in the form of what? Say pride.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Arrogance. Mm-hmm. Intelligence. Listen, God doesn't want you. You were born with intelligence. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your capacity. But God don't want you to think you're smarter than you think you are.
Come on now.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you think I know better than what God.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Glory to God.
Pride goes into a lot of things. I mean, pride can tap into a lot of things. But it basically comes out of what? Say self-exaltation. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
When the opposite of self-exaltation is really humility.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You follow that? You're humble.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Okay. Say meekness.
Meekness.
Meekness has not. It's not weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
See, if somebody says you're meek, that means you're weak. Meekness is strength under control.
Mm.
Oh, can I say this? Strength under submission.
That's good.
You follow me?
Yes.
You follow me? You can strike back, but you choose not to. See, that's meekness. Jesus exhibited meekness because all he had to do was call a legion of angels and wipe out the entire city of Jerusalem.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He looked at Pilate and told him, said, dude, you don't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do nothing to me. I let you do this
right.
to me. If I but just call to the Father, he'll send a legion and wipe this whole nation out.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I'm meek. I'm sitting back and saying, I'm yielded, even though I have the power to call forth and all heaven to break loose on you. Mm-hmm. I ain't say hell, because heaven greater than hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So all heaven to break loose on hell. And it's you through this. You understand?
Amen.
But see, God is trying to show us that the enemy is always trying to contaminate. That's why he says, be slow to speak and what? Quick to hear. What's that all about? Processing the words that are coming into your
life.
Thought life.
Amen.
You dumb. You ugly.
Lies.
You're not popular. Come to find out in school, some of the most beautiful girls on our campus were the most insecure.
Yeah.
You talk to them and they say they're ugly. They say, you must be, you have lost your mind. Nah, they haven't lost their mind. Because the enemy don't tell this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? People say, well, no, only so-called people who don't look as good as we go through those issues. Everybody go through those issues. Because guess what? He's planting seeds. And I was telling Whitney and Midland yesterday as we were talking, we were talking about the authority of the believer.
Amen. Amen.
You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
The enemy will make you think his thoughts are your thoughts.
That's right.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Do you follow that?
That's right.
See, you can't see him. And he'll bombard you with thoughts so long that you'll begin to say, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Where does that come from? I can't do this. I don't have enough money. Who said you needed money? You need God.
Yeah.
See, you recognize you're depending. See, this is where self-exaltation comes in. Now you believe in you're the end to the means. When God says, I never told you to depend on yourself. I told you to depend on me.
Amen.
Do you follow me? I never told you how I was going to do it. I told you to trust me. See, you
that's
trying
right.
to figure out, that's where you're getting frustrated because you can't see what I'm doing and I'm telling you to rest.
Right.
And you don't know what rest is.
Right.
Why? Because the enemy is always trying to put you into a place,
a place.
Where you're stressing about your circumstances because you can't see what?
Right.
Can't see it in. Can't see it in. You start to worry when your intellect can't take you to a place where you can see the answer.
Your intellect can't see the answer.
When you can't see how the end's going to be, you follow me. Because you're depending on yourself to create an image that this is how it's supposed to end. And God is saying, that ain't me. But see, and it don't happen, now you worry because you thought God was supposed to do it this way. And the Father says, I never told you to try to figure this out. I told you to pray and believe and praise me in the process.
Amen.
So the mentality is different for the believer than it is for what? For the non-believer. The structure is the same. Non-believers always connect with non-believers. Until they're looking for a place where they want to find a way out and they're looking for an alternative mentality. You follow me? That's when they start looking for children of God. Follow me? Because who you hang out with don't determine what you're going to get. Do you follow what I'm saying? Do you follow that? So God is trying to develop not our character,
His character.
His character. Come on, man. Say His character.
His character.
And Christ's character is complete. What He's doing is breaking down your old way of thinking. So you can receive His new way of being.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
See, your old way. See, when Jesus saved, when you received Christ, your spirit was redeemed, renewed. But your soul is being renewed daily. Because your old ways of thinking crop up every once in a while. Do you follow me?
That's right. That's
because
right.
Guess what? You are tripartite. Try or try French, yun is what?
One.
Okay. Triune is what then?
Three and one.
Mm-hmm. You was in the world most of your life before you got saved.
That's true.
So this is stronger than this. Not because your spirit ain't stronger, but because you got all this mess in you that you brought with you.
That's right.
Do you follow that?
Amen.
Yes, sir. You brought this stinking thinking. You brought the cultures of your mama and your daddy. Your uncles, your nieces, and your nephews.
That's right. That's
their
right.
Eating patterns, your eating patterns. You understand what I'm saying? Their thinking patterns are your thinking patterns.
Come on now.
Their DNA is part of your DNA.
That's good. That's good.
Your curses follow you down the road. You follow what I'm saying? Amen. What they have, you have. You follow them. You follow it. All of that's in here. Guess what? And God's got to, by His Spirit, got to detox that out of you by something called the Word, which is spirit, and it is what?
Life. It's life. That's so good. Amen.
So the more word you got in you, the more ability to say seed. To begin to override and to uproot all this stuff that the enemy always brings back to your attention, amen, when you're weak. Say when you're weak.
When you're weak.
Typically when you're struggling, amen? Amen. Typically when you ain't read the word. You understand what I'm saying?
Come on.
Typically when you're full of everything that the world supplies to you.
That's right.
It's not life sustaining, but it sustains the old man. All that stuff is in you and you take that with you. Sometimes you don't even know what's in you. Somebody make you mad. You say so. Why? Because that stuff locked back in your subconscious. Or you so insecure, glory to God, that when people start taking your control mechanisms from you, you start rising up. Now, because now, hey, you ain't gonna leave me like this.
Spazzing.
You follow me?
Talk about it.
Because the stuff in you is still what? Because you're still tied into that. You follow? You haven't given that to God. And so God starts dealing with you. And the level that God deals with you, or the rapidity with which you come out will be directly associated with the amount of humility you exhibit.
Amen, sir.
All right. Because if you still want you ain't going to humble yourself to that place where God says, do this. I've been dealing with you for 20 years. You're still running. You've been saved for 15 years, 5 years. That area you won't get to.
Wow.
You follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you see that as more valuable. Because it brings you to a state of, even though you messed up. Mm-hmm. See, you can be messed up. Follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And be comfortable in that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir.
So God comes to deal with us because He needs to use us.
Amen.
And it's always a process of fire. Go ahead, Sister Deb.
Okay. Well, and all that you're saying, God has been dealing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this is going to tie into what you're saying.
Okay.
But It's speaking directly to me.
Okay.
So I've always been one to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I keep losing these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And God had to show me it's not a job, it's an assignment.
Amen.
Wow.
And when the assignment is over,
it's over.
You have to release that assignment.
Amen.
That's good.
And I need you to be available for me.
Amen.
So today, my husband wanted to bless Khalil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm available,
mm-hmm.
so I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm riding, going to Stephanie's house to
Amen.
Take the bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, this is what I want from you. I want you available for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
don't worry about a job, about your provisions.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, okay, Lord, but I need to do this, and I need that. He said, I just told you that I got this. You make yourself available for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I dropped the bicycle off, and I'm getting ready to go. He said, take Stephanie to lunch. I'm like, but Lord, I have money.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
No, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to lunch, and she pours her heart out. I minister. We just, you know, talk to each other.
Amen.
And I took her back home, and on the way home, I got stuck in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And God was like, turn off the radio.
Mm.
Nothing. Just silence.
Silence.
And the whole time, he's like, I need you available for me.
Mm.
So all of this, the losing the job, well, they ain't losing the job, the assignment is over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You've done what I told you to do there, mm-hmm. Now it's time to move on.
Amen.
So that humility is so important at a time like this.
Excuse me.
Because you can't be self-exalting. You can't be, because I could have really got into myself and said, wait a minute, my husband's going to give this bike to somebody. He ain't never rode a bike.
Absolutely.
Bike brand new, this, that, da, 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 da.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the process. What you begin to understand are areas of strength that have been built up that the enemy can play in.
Mm.
Do you follow that?
Mm.
Areas of strength that the enemy has built in. What is the strength? Busyness.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Busyness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Staying constantly active in your thought life. Because guess what? God can be speaking, you can miss it because you're occupied by something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
See, you can be quiet. Your mind can be all over the place.
That's right.
Just because you're quiet don't mean no activity's going on up here. You can be just as quiet as you want to be, but your head is running 1,500 emotions a minute. And God is speaking. You can't hear nothing because I got to do this, got to do this. I ain't got no job. I got to do this. I ain't got no money. I got to fork him in. And God's saying, why aren't you praying?
Come on, though.
Yeah.
That's a word. Why aren't you asking me for what you need? I already know what you need. Is it because you don't believe?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you don't have anything in your mind that you can pull from because your storehouse is going down? You follow what I'm saying? What's the storehouse? The word of God in you now? Yes. Now the revelation is disseminated. Now it's dissipated because
mm-hmm.
you have not been reading. It's not fresh on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Now here is this is all the world's thoughts.
Mm. Mm.
And then I'm crying out God's thoughts. That's all the God you got in you now. Do you follow that?
Mm.
Huh? And where's the battleground? The battleground is in your mind, your heart, peace to the soul.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Follow me?
Mm.
So God is preparing us. When he said promotion, promotion is exactly what is happening with Deborah and all of you. God is saying, I want more of you because I died to get all of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Delisha.
I can kind of sort of relate to what Sister Deborah's saying mm-hmm. with everything that's going on with me. He had told me like many times to slow down because all I was doing was work. And, you know, having all these thoughts in my head, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, this and that and the other. So when I hurt my back on my job, like I can say God brought me down to my knees. Because number one, I wasn't being obedient. I wasn't listening to what he was saying to me. So to me, he was like, okay, well, I got something for you. And in my head, it was like, how am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do that? And then he came to me once again. He said, see, I keep trying to tell you,
come on.
All you have to do is lean on me and
depend
on me. And I'll do the rest. And it took for me to see that it took for me to stop completely working, like completely working.
Shut down.
Like completely shut me down to really listen to him and really see what he was trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was to the point I couldn't even go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I needed help to go to the bathroom. I couldn't even walk. And I started crying. I started boo-boo crying, laying in that bed day after day. Not reading, not, I was, what was me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling pity and self-pity for me. But that one day, I woke up one day and I couldn't move, just laying on that bed, and I just started crying out to God. Like, really crying out to him. I mean, missing weeks from church, missing weeks from Bible study. And last week, that's when he told me, he said, go to church. Instead of me sitting at home, being feeling pity for myself, he said, go to church. Mm. And at first I was like, how? I can bend with that. He said, go to church.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
That's it. And ever since Sunday, like God has really healed me.
Amen.
Amen.
Like he has really healed me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I can walk now. I can go to the bathroom by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm still limited on certain things that I can do, but I'm doing things on my own by myself.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
Yes.
You know, because now he's opened up doors for me. He opened up my eyes to see that I can't lean and depend on
you,
me. My circumstance, my situation, I have to lean and depend on him.
Amen.
I like
that.
Say levels.
Levels.
And stages.
And stages.
See what is happening and say positioning.
Positioning.
Positioning doesn't mean you're ready to walk.
Mm-hmm.
It simply means you're prepared to launch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And what God is saying, the place of positioning now is listening. Say sitting.
Sitting.
And listening. Uh-huh. You follow me? Now, two dimensions has to happen because those two are one. He's got to come into alignment with where she is. Because the enemy will tell him, you ain't got but one paycheck.
Come on now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
See, that's pressure on him if he takes it. Did you hear what I said?
If he takes it.
That's pressure on him if he takes it. Because guess what? Them bills still coming.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But your faith will override.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, what's the test? See, what reveals your character?
Mm-hmm.
How you handle pressure?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Do you cry to God or you start a moment in prayer and remember to complain?
Come on.
You follow what I'm
saying? That's it right there.
Do you follow me here?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you too, as a result of this, need to start coming together. Y'all prayers need to be not individual, but collective.
Yes.
Because it's a collective pressure.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes.
Now, mortgage ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Now, car payment ain't going nowhere.
Come on now.
That electricity stuff coming in. But God says, I'll supply all your needs.
Right. Yes. Amen.
But the question is, do you believe me?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You got to trust me.
That's right. Mm. That's good.
I was listening to the lady. It says in South Africa, she's a white lady, Smith Wigglesworth granddaughter. He said, we didn't know what a doctor was in the Congo. There was no doctor in the Congo.
Oh, God.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. See, they back in the 40s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 40s and 50s. She 80, going on. She said, we didn't have doctors.
Mm.
There were no doctors in the Congo. Our parents had to pray for us.
Mm.
Said, when we first came to this village, it messed me up. It was so good. I'm going to tell you all this because it blessed my heart.
Uh-huh.
They drove up to the village, and she said they've been driving all day long.
She wanted to listen.
They've been driving all day long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they come to the village, and they're scared of them because they've never seen white people before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
People with no skin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whoa, I never heard it like that before.
Oh, what's this?
They ain't got no skin.
And they put them in this place that was in the center of the village. You hear what I'm saying? Then
it started raining and it started storming, and they, her and her husband, will stand up. They stayed up all night rebuking the storm, and they said, "Father, in the name of Jesus," said Jesus spoke to the wind and the and he spoke to the storm and the storm ceased. The same power in Jesus is in us.
Amen.
And God, we're decreeing and it not happened.
Yeah.
She said, "When the sun set." Say, God has ways we don't know of.
Come on. He has ways we not of.
The people ran out of the villages and said, "The God that you serve is God. We want to serve him."
Amen.
They said, "What are you talking about?" Said, "The reason we set that and kept it up is because this is where the lions have been coming. And the lions have been coming, and our children will walk outside and they will eat our children." But said, "When you came, you started praying, the thunder and the lightning kept the lions away, and the lion didn't eat nobody last night."
Wow.
So whoever you've been praying to, because we saw y'all out here praying.
That's it.
We look at what y'all was praying must have worked, because the lions didn't show up. And if the lions didn't show up, it means your God greater than the God we've been serving. We want your
That's
God.
That's right. Amen.
And hold the village that same.
Amen.
Just like that.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, all they saw was mom and daddy up praying all night. They looking at, and they got two children. They looking for them kids to get eaten up tonight.
Mm.
I said, "That's a real way to welcome you into the camp, right?"
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So they put up, they used us as bait.
That's crazy.
But God, what? He overran.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
So when they got sick, my Larry, she said, "Mom and daddy would come over, put oil on us and pray. And we're going to wake up healed."
Skin.
That's all we had was God. So guess what type of faith she got?
Strong faith.
So they moved to a new village, moved into the house, ain't got no furniture. Ain't got, I'm sorry for Ebonics.
There you go.
They have no furniture.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Said a truck pulled up out of nowhere in Africa.
Mm.
Said, "Is this so-and-so-and-so-and-so?" She says, "Yes." He said, "Well, here, sign this ticket, and this furniture's yours."
Wow.
Every room in the house
furniture.
Had new furniture when mom and daddy came home.
Wow.
Mom and daddy like, "What have you done? Daddy, they came and I said, but you signed the paper. We ain't got no money. What the hell this is? Daddy, mommy, God did this."
Amen.
Missionaries out there trusting in what? God. The first thing God humbles us with is this: do we trust riches more than we do him?
Amen.
Do we trust in riches more than we do him?
What
better way to test it than to strip you from everything you thought you needed to sustain yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Been there?
Yes, sir.
I know what that's like. And if you don't get right with God, say it right. It'll eat you alive.
Yes, it will.
Because guess what God is showing you? Huh? The enemy's got a stronghold. You've given him too much. I'm not your source. Mm-hmm. Satan, your source, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? So now you got to humble yourself. What? Where are you really humbling, though?
God control.
Because it's used to operating outside and without any help from God.
Mm-hmm.
Unnatural soul tie. These two have been in cahoots all your natural life. And now this third wheel comes into the picture. But this third wheel didn't come to connect. This third world came to get rid of everything that's not like God.
That's right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that these two will be free to flow in their proper capacity.
That's right.
Because outside of God, these two will mess you up. Why? Because they have no ability to fight slow foot.
That's right.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus, when he comes in with the Holy Ghost, glory to God. Now all authority has stepped up in this house.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? See, you are close. See, it's not Jesus that's seated in heavenly places. You are.
That's right.
Follow me? Go to the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, co-authority.
Authority.
day that I went into your house for the authority of a believer, I was, you know, kind of complaining to Pastor Rita. I was on my evaluation, and I just felt so underpaid and all this other stuff. And now you're just, it's just ouch, ouch, ouch everywhere. Now I
can
go to my quarter and just repent for everything.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That humility is a big thing.
Amen.
Can I say this? Ephesians chapter 1. Many times. We don't understand the depth of our captivity until we prepare ourselves for the promotion that God wants to take us. Because it's in the promoting that God begins to show us where the resistance is. Why does God have to show the resistance? Because if you don't know it exists, you can't fight against it. You can't relinquish it. You can't give it to Him.
You brought up the cousin resistant part, how God will try to show you that. And it's so funny that you went straight there, because recently I've been dealing with that particular thing, the resistance. Like, for example, like just the other day, I unintentionally noticed myself making, like, not necessarily excuses, but other reasons why I can't do something with my friend. Instead of just saying, hey, I gotta go to church, or hey, I got this, I got Bible study, I would say, you know, oh, I gotta, you know, babysit, or oh, I gotta do something with my grandma.
That's the real truth about what you have.
And God really had to humble me, and He asked me just one simple question. You know, that question was, you know, how it goes into the promotion. How am I gonna promote you if you not promote me?
It's a real deal one right there. That's right. Be a witness.
Tell him you're going to spend time with me.
That's right.
You spend time with me, and I spend time with him at the house of God.
That's right.
Because, see, Sister Rach, 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on in and say it. That's the beautiful thing about God. Because now Whitney is talking about what God has created us for.
That's right.
What has He created us for? Fellowship. The Greek word is koinonia. I created you so you and I can have a what?
Relationship.
Intimate. Say intimate. Say transparent.
Transparent.
Ain't nothing hidden, because I see you anyway. Follow me? See, the beautiful thing is when you got friends that you can say something, they say, I saw that. I'm glad you, because I saw that. Yeah, girl, I was mad with you. I am so glad you told the truth, because I felt it. And God says, I see you. I see whatever you do.
Yeah.
I see the good, the bad, the ugly. You understand? God says, I see it all. The issue has come to me, because I see it. And I'm ready to deal with it. Because I want you just like
me.
That's right. You are me, because you come out of me.
That's right.
I want my pure self back. See, I want to commune with that which was pure. You're polluted now. And see, when you're polluted, James called it double-minded. And why? Now, God says, don't come to me talking about I'm tempting you. No, you're tempted by the pollution that's in you.
That's right.
That's it right there.
You follow me? It's your pollution that's pulling you away from me, not me. You follow me? So it's the stuff in you. And God says, I'm jealous. I want all of you. I don't want
to
have
it. That's it.
I don't want half of Pastor Rita. She had to hanging out with Coolio, and now I get 5 minutes.
Coolio from Cooley High.
Coolio, right? Y'all just go back to the old rap days. You follow that?
But the issue was that Whitney said, God said, so what you're really saying, you're shaming me. That's really what you're saying, you're shaming me. Because you know what? I said another area.
Another area.
Because remember. The most powerful thing that wars against God is you. You want to exalt you. I want my friends to like me. I want to take my friends. Ones I chose. God said, them ones might be your worst enemies. They walk around here saying, hey, but they got that big butcher knife right there.
Yes.
Just wait for an opportunity to cut you up. So this whole thing about God developing our character, it's our character. When you're self-exalting, you can't take the negatives associated with you.
That's right.
Talk about me like that. God is saying, don't run. Like, you know how the guy put what's that game? Dark sun on a pig. Boom. Yeah. That's you.
Yeah.
No, that ain't me. That's you. That's you. Deal with it. Follow me.
Ding.
Deal with it. And he doesn't do that to embarrass you. The truth of the matter is, God deals with you and him in secret. The only time God has to expose you is when you won't deal with what he's saying in secret.
That's it. Open rebuke.
Put your business in the street.
Yeah.
Typically, other folks know it anyway. So when we walk with humility, God is able now to seamlessly work through us because we pliable. Yeah, God, handle that. I don't want that. Father, I've been arrogant. Yeah, God, I've been blocking you out because I really don't believe you can handle this. So I'm going to work this thing out by myself.
Come on.
Where are you walking? You're arrogant. Ignoring yourself and you follow me. And God is saying, I still love you. But we got to tear these pillows down. Yeah, Rachel.
I would say the two things that I'm seeing from promotion from these past couple of days has been endurance and timing. It's because...
Endurance and timing.
Endurance and timing because God kind of put me on this timeline challenge for the remainder of the year. Mm-hmm. And so... At one point, there was a consumption with just being enthralled with how many days are left in the year. And already prophetically seeing that the promotion is now, God has prepared it, but there's resistance before the presentation of this promotion. And so, with this endurance, and because I'm back in the gym again, and I'm seeing the results, and... But then another aspect of my life, which is my school, it's like hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the worst semesters of my college tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why, because my world thoughts have been more than my God thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still, I still have accounts receivable, quote unquote, to go back to
exactly
2 weeks ago when God put his super on my natural and allowed me to finish a paper at 5:20 a.m. before coming into the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going down to the cave again and just like, oh God, I'm dumb. I can't do this. And juggling present promotion because God has blessed me to be able to speak in the region, so carrying being a mouthpiece to carrying school to carrying a 40-hour week and preparing, getting my finances in order and getting my car in December. I'm like, God, I feel like a woman with 3 jobs, 5 kids, and no husband. And he like, you don't gotta feel none of that because you got heavenly assistance that you're not calling on.
Mm-hmm.
Like you put your schedule together in the morning, but you recognize you only got 2 out of 5 things done because you didn't consult me.
That's exactly.
And so this diagram that you have of kingdom and kingdom of darkness is that every day that I wake up, I know that like it's ring. Not even when I wake up. Because the spirit realm never sleeps. There is rounds and battles even being waged as I'm sleeping at night, and I have to have that motivation which comes from me being filled with the word of God to say, I know which side I choose to be on today. Mm-hmm. And I'm a let my self-exaltation go shut up somewhere and sit in a corner and not be arrogant enough to say that, oh, I can handle these things today. No,
absolutely.
Not so.
That's good.
So I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give y'all a key. It's the danger of knowing a lot is that you're accountable for a lot. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of God is this. I'm not perfect. I'm pressing on into maturity. And you can't condemn yourself for doing what you should not do, what you're supposed to be doing. Say repent.
Repent.
What does that mean? Change your mind.
Change your mind.
Let me give you a key. You should never go to bed without praying.
That's right. Amen. That's right. That's right.
Say that again.
That's right.
You should never go to bed without praying and declaring. Because Richard just gave you a clue.
Yep.
How many people know what that tool is? Because they might have did this.
Spirit realm.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Spirit realm is always alive and
yes, sir.
You sleep in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Man,
demons don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They know what you need because many times you've articulated it.
Mm-hmm.
And what are their plans? To magnify the fact that you can't get what you need because God ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you won't say that. But your actions prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You hear me? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And God, say God.
God.
God already said I'll supply. Say I'll supply. Say all your needs.
All your needs.
The danger of hearing a scripture over and over and over again for 5, 10, 15, 20 years is that you hear it, but you don't believe it. Because belief causes action. You follow that? Say belief promotes action. If you ain't moving towards it, you don't believe it. You heard it. It sounds good. You can quote it, but it hasn't.
Stuck with you.
Do you see what I'm saying? You follow me? So, the battle's in the battle is.
The battle is.
Mm-hmm. Getting yourself in a place where you can be in the Word. Say, be in the Word.
Be in the Word.
Say, all the time.
All the time.
Now, check this out. That's a problem right there, because that's a stronghold. I ain't used to doing that. I gotta do this. I gotta watch TV. I gotta do this. Girl, what you talking about? What's the name of that show? I gotta watch. What's that black show? The black.
Ew.
Oh, that one too. Okay. that one too. You want that?
Scandal, or what's the other one? I don't watch the cable no more.
Empire. You mean I got to get power? You follow me? All that shit, all that stuff. Say mixture. What I tell you? What is permeating your soul and your body? You follow me? Because you can, guess what? You condition yourself to habitually look at certain things.
That's right.
And what did Deborah say that the Lord was telling her? Give me my time. Uh-huh. Because see, what did he tell her to do? Cut the radio off.
Mm-hmm.
Satan knows that most people can't handle silence.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Why can't he handle silence? Because it's his job to keep your mind active.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Why? Because the more you think of that's not like God, the more control he has over you. What I tell you, the puppet can't control what he harps strings into. So Satan sows stuff in your mind so he can play in your head, see? And whatever you receive becomes bait for him to pull on, to pull you out of your place of peace with God.
And you can think it's not wrong because it's Christian music.
But it's my time.
It's my time.
Still, it still ain't doing what I wanted to do.
That's right.
So you need to be quiet.
Or it's a good word, but it ain't an hour word. You need an hour word.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. You see what type of bondage you got. I double dog dare you to drive in your car with no sound for a week.
Look. Be thou delivered and cast into the sea.
Y'all be like you on your
triggered. Straight triggered.
Like you get in the car. Your man do like this.
Where's the ox? My Bluetooth.
Lord said, don't touch it. Jesus. Because what he's showing you, it ain't, it's not the big sins you think it is. It's the small foxes that spoil the vine, the Lord said. It's the small things that add up. You watch it. I got home at 6 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I'm finna pray to the Lord. Father, thank you.
Hallelujah. And then you get up. I must have prayed, didn't I? You ain't did that. That's a straw.
You and your
comment.
I
said
nothing
to you, but I hate you.
Right, Father, you ain't said nothing to the Lord.
Deep in prayer. You
busy. You busy.
Oh my God.
And the Lord said, listen, girl, you don't understand. Wednesday, he's throwing down. He been gathering this war. He finna drop the bomb on you, and you don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then,
we weren't employed this week. We didn't get a shift.
People, you see, man, what's up with this? If we did that, you would pull us out of the kingdom. What's up?
You follow me? So what God is simply trying to get us to is promotion. Say promotion.
Promotion.
It's what God is beginning to peel off the layers. Peel the stuff off of you that's keeping you from intimately connecting with them. And that's cleaning you out. See, Xavier, when you start reading the word, it's like a picture. This is a picture of seeing a dirty bottle or a dirty pitcher of water, and you get a water hose, and you drop the water hose in that dirty bottle of water. What happens over a period of time? The Word, which is symbolic of the Word and the Holy Spirit, because the Word and the Spirit, they are
one.
It begins to remove all of the impurities out of us. So now that he can make room for himself, what? In us. So the enemy knows you have authority, but he doesn't want you to operate in it. Your authority comes from, you already get it when you receive Christ. But you don't know what it is because you haven't processed it through the Word into your spirit and your inner man. You follow me? Because your brain is this right here, your soul, your intellect, your will, your emotions, your feelings. This allows you to encounter spirit and natural in things. Okay?
You say that again.